Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
1380 WPHM. Christmas now in the rearview mirror and New Year's in the windshield as we quickly approach the end of 2020 and look ahead to 2021. How about gas prices? It's time to check in once again with our friend Patrick DeHaan at GasBuddy.com. Pat, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
It's great to be with you as well, Pat. We had you on, right around Thanksgiving time, and we were talking about gas prices remaining low, as they have been, kind of staying around the same mark until the vaccine is available. Well, now the vaccine is available, so are you kind of adjusting your forecast for the new year?
Well, you know, a lot of it going into 2021 will be based on kind of current events surrounding the vaccine. To close out 2020, obviously throughout the month of December, we've seen oil prices rallying to their highest level since COVID began in March. And that has put some upward pressure on gas prices closing the end of the year. You may have noticed that prices seem a little bit higher than they have in recent weeks, and that's because of optimism over the vaccine being effective. And so higher oil prices means higher gas prices, and if the news continues to be good surrounding the vaccine, I do think that we certainly could see prices trending upward into the new year.
Speaking of the new year, come January 20th, we'll have a new administration under President Joe Biden, and he's already named a new Secretary of Transportation, that being former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and the new Secretary of Energy, former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm. Both of these kind of hit close to home to you, Pat, with you being both a Michigander and a Chicagoland area guy. Let's start with former Mayor Pete. Your initial thoughts on him?
Well, you know, I think it's a little early to have some sort of solid, concrete idea on what Buttigieg may change or implement as transportation secretary. You know, it's long been talked about some increase in the federal gas tax simply because the federal gas tax has not been increased since the 90s. And I wonder if that will be a subject on the table in the years ahead. You know, a lot of, even under Trump and Obama, the federal gas tax has come under scrutiny for perhaps it being time to increase. So I'll have to keep an eye on that one. But beyond that, it's going to be interesting to see if there are policies that would affect gas prices under Buttigieg.
When we talk about the gas tax, at least here in Michigan, as I'm sure you are familiar with, those gas taxes are primarily earmarked, at least part of those gas taxes, I should say, are earmarked to road repairs. Is that the case with the federal gas tax as well? Does that go to the Federal Department of Transportation for road repairs?
Well, much of it does. And keep in mind that it's a pretty paltry amount, but oftentimes when you hear about projects at the local and state level, there will be matching federal funds, and a lot of that does come from the transportation fund. Keep in mind, it's only about 18 cents a gallon. In fact, Michigan's gas tax, state gas tax, is actually quite a bit higher than the federal gas tax. So, but yes, a lot of that money does come from the federal gas tax.
And we're speaking with Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com. We talked about Mayor Pete Buttigieg from South Bend being named the next Transportation Secretary of the United States, and former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm named the next Secretary of Energy. Pat, I'm wondering what role the U.S. Department of Energy has over such things as gas prices.
Well, you know, it's pretty all-encompassing. It's the Department of Energy, the head of the Department of Energy is essentially the Secretary of Energy. Over 100,000 employees work for the Department of Energy and basically responsible for managing many programs when it comes to energy policy. 1977, the DOE was responsible for the energy crisis, the oil embargo, and policy there. So, you know, Energy Secretary kind of charts the path forward. And with the Biden administration certainly not being as friendly to the oil industry as the Trump administration, they could chart out the future when it comes to fossil fuels, internal combustion engines. In cooperation with EPA, they may work on fuel standards and fuel requirements moving forward. So it's a pretty significant role, and we'll have to see how former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm moves with it, what policies could be changed under the Department of Energy. So it's, again, another one of those things where we're not familiar with former Governor Granholm in a energy capacity role. So it's kind of difficult to predict exactly what policies may be implemented or changed under her.
And to me, I thought that was a little bit of a strange pick because Michigan, I mean, does produce some energy, but we're not a very large energy producing state when compared to, you know, other places in the nation. And there's not much of a direct role that the governor of Michigan really has in the production of energy. So I found that to be kind of a strange pick for energy secretary when that job is maybe reserved for someone with a little more industry knowledge, isn't it?
Well, and you mentioned that, you know, and it certainly was a interesting and surprising pick for former Governor Granholm to be Energy Secretary. It was also an interesting pick, really looking at it, for Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, to be picked as Transportation Secretary with little experience in the role. And that's why it's going to be interesting to see how these two, which maybe, you know, don't have as much experience in this new position as what their experience was under their existing positions, will move with us. It's going to be very unpredictable, but I think they will take a lot of direction from the Biden administration and the way he wants to move forward.
I think if any indicator, you have to look at Granholm and what she was doing after she was governor, and she ended up going to California. And I believe she hosted a talk show for a period of time on Al Gore's now defunct cable news network. So you have to think that if Al Gore picked the former governor to do a show on his network, that they probably have similar beliefs. And we all know where he stands on fossil fuels. So It's going to be interesting to see where she ends up falling in that conversation.
Yeah, that's right. I think the only guarantees are that the future administration is likely going to play a little bit more hardball with fossil fuels, with the oil industry. And obviously the ripple effects there is that it may end up costing Americans more to fill up, depending on the way policies are written and implemented.
So this year, looking back at gas prices for this year, we hit some record lows. Let's just kind of recap some of the big stories of 2020 in your realm. And we're speaking with Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com. I think the biggest story was when oil futures went negative in spring of this year to a point that was never, ever recorded before on the futures market, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We set a lot of new records this year. And of course, the first and foremost, the most significant, was that oil briefly went negative, something that never happened, something that never could have happened even before 2020, because it wasn't possible on the mercantile exchanges that trade oil. So it's a banner year for oil, a lot of records, a lot of unprecedented changes that were unpredictable on New Year's Day of 2020. We'll have to hope that 2021 ends up being a much better year than what we've seen this year. Although for gas prices, it's been the cheapest in several years. In fact, the second cheapest year in the last decade. And certainly we were treated to the rare spectacle of sub $1 prices briefly in April and May. And certainly not many years you're able to say that gas prices fell to 99 cents anymore.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. So going ahead, again, looking at your crystal ball, so far the first quarter of 2021, probably very similar to this past quarter of 2020. But then after that, we could expect demand to rise and prices to rise along with it, right?
That looks the most likely outcome, is that prices will likely trend up more so perhaps in spring and summer if the vaccine goes well and if COVID cases start to come down and states reopen. I think that would be represent the best case. But I do believe that 2021 will bring higher prices than we saw this year. But there's certainly a lot contingent on the vaccine going over well. So that really holds the key to gas prices in 2021 is the vaccine and how that will either get people back to work or back to normal, or if it doesn't go well, you know, if we stay working from home and demand remains reduced.
Well, when you start the year at record lows, I guess there's really only one place to go, and that's up. So we will be following that for sure, Patrick. GasBuddy.com is your website. That's where we can track gas prices from all across our Blue Water area and all across the nation. Go ahead and give us another plug here, Pat, on if folks want to save some money, what do they need to do?
Well, you can download the free GasBuddy app to your iPhone or Android, or you can just go to GasBuddy.com. And if you want to know a little bit more information about what drives gas prices, we discuss that almost every day in our blog at blog.gasbuddy.com.
I always appreciate the insight. Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy, thanks for making some time for us in 2020. And we'll check in with you again in 2021.
Well, thanks for having me, and we'll hope it's a better year.
And this is Caleb filling in for Paul on 1380 WPHM.